I was reminded as I got here today what's on all your minds. Keep it short. So I will. For the ancient Celtics, the tribes of Ireland and Britain, God was first to be found in nature, in creation. The Celts realized a God present in all of life's complexities and mysteries. Wells were especially sacred places to the Irish. As Margaret Silf writes in her book, Sacred Spaces, Stations on a Celtic Way. And she says, I have come to recognize that joy and sorrow are two sides of the same coin. And many angels and demons walk hand in hand. A well, which the Celts revered as sacred space, expresses something of this paradox. It's sacred because it is a source of water, the cradle and assurance of life itself. Yet the source of life is only reached by descending into the depths of the deep, dark shaft. Not all of our memories are charged with the energy of joy. Some carry energy that feels destructive and negative. Yet these wells of our lives may be the very place from which we draw living water. To risk the journey to the bottom of the well demands courage. For many of us, that journey into darkness only happens when circumstances forces us into an encounter with the rock bottom. Must such an encounter be negative? Or might the dark shaft of the well truly bring us to sacred space? My friends, at his baptism by John, Jesus begins his public life as teacher and healer. He begins his work of revealing to humankind the hope of the kingdom of God. In the waters of this baptismal well, Jesus takes on what he knows will be a difficult life. But his willingness and his courage to embrace this baptism reveals the Spirit of God in the midst of every human experience. This afternoon, may we renew our own baptisms, our journey to the dark and terrifying depths of life's dark wells, where we will find the living waters of God's grace.